Alrighty, guys, we're back here to get the answer from Mark on what is the one non-negotiable health habit you have that you never compromise on.
That's a good question, Nick. The one thing in which everybody fights me on this, and I really don't know why, because it's not that hard to do. Is when I work with someone, they always want to start with, like you said, go backwards and go exercise to mindfulness or brain training and nutrition somewhere in between. But let's face it, nutrition is very important. So usually everybody wants nutritional advice right away. And I always make them write a 1 week food journal, whether it's on an app like MyFitnessPal or Lose It or just old school pen and paper. And everybody always fights me on this. I'm like, if you're not willing to track your eating for 3 to 7 days, are you really going to be in this for a lifetime? So that's and when you put it to them like that, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So I don't sway on that. I go, I'm not going to help you with nutrition until I have something to look at to see what you're actually doing. So and it's like I said, if you, for our listeners that are listening to this, MyFitnessPal is what I use with my clients. It's so easy. If you could scan the barcode, it puts the food and the nutritional values right into your daily blog there, and you learn so much. A lot of people, they don't really know how much carbohydrates are in a cup of rice or how much protein is actually in this certain food or whatever. I don't know how many people think peanut butter is a protein. I'm like, no, peanut it has some protein in it, but to consider that a protein, I'm like, no. Then they put it in their MyFitnessPal. Oh, wow, yeah, that's probably more carbs and protein in there, you know, some high fat too. So you learn so much by doing it. And really, when you really start to fine tune your diet, and whether it's metabolic typing or just messing around with the percentages of protein, carbs, and fat ratio, it's really easy to track and to see what you're doing. So that's the number one thing that I don't really sway on too much.
All right. So everybody, there you have it. Go out, keep track of your food for a week, for a month, for a year, probably, to really see what you're doing. And I think that certainly is one where I can understand, yeah, people will fight that. But once you explain it to them, hey, this isn't an overnight thing. You got to be able to see this and put it on the pen and paper. Hey, first time I've heard that answer. That was a great one. So again, thank you for your time, Mark.
Yep. Thank you, Nick.